Good morning, Robbo.
Now, today, picnics. We're talking about places, and then we'll talk about some of the good grub you got to have with you to go out and eat and enjoy.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
It's picnic weather.
Yeah.
I feel like spring has finally sprung, and it is time to get your rug, get your gear, and hit the local hot picnic spots.
And there are a few, aren't there?
There's so many.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, I've got a few favourites. Is it okay to have favourites?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Okay, so there's my, like, local favourites.
Yeah.
And then I've got my secret top three, kind of, if you really want to impress someone or get a little bit further afield, but, you know, like secret gems.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
I'm happy to share them with you.
Oh, thank you. Just between us two,
though. Yeah, okay. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, no. Hey, so let's start with the local ones then.
Yes, okay. So my go-to is actually the Botanical Gardens in White Hills. Have you been there?
I was there on the weekend.
Ah, well, yeah. How fabulous is that? And they've got picnic tables, they've got a playground for the kids, they've got a little creek running through.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot.
And they're now doing work to join that up with the Garden of the Future as well.
That.
Yeah, so in between now, you don't have to go out and back in or anything. It's going to be wonderful. And that Garden for the Future is gorgeous as well. I love it.
I'm excited about that. And I think there'll be some fabulous events that they can have down the track there. So
yeah, for sure.
Really. But
no, totally agree. Botanical Gardens, fantastic.
Tick, double tick on that one.
Yep.
Okay, so the other one, and this is an oldie but a goodie, because I grew up in Bendigo and I went to Bendigo High, and we used to hang out all the time in Roslyn Park.
Yeah.
So, and I know there's bats there, but there's so many fabulous things. So the kids can roll down the hill. You can go up and have a view over Bendigo with the poppet head and throw down a rug, and it's fabulous.
It's big enough too that even in nice weather, it's not too crowded. You can sort of find your spot.
It's cool
so,
too in summer.
Yeah, exactly. So you can sort of pick up the ambiance of people around enjoying themselves and that sort of nice noise without feeling like people are sort of crushing in on you
top
as well.
Of you, that's right, exactly. Yeah. No, love it. Great space. My other one in Bendigo, my go-to, is Caruso Reservoir.
Yes.
Great summer spot. Kids
been there
can
too.
Swim.
Yep.
And you can, again, throw down a rug or get a couple of chairs. You can even go fishing, I think, there.
You can. And also lovely walking tracks around it too.
Perfect.
You know, there's, I think it's 2 or 3 Ks or whatever. So if you like walking like we do, get out there and go for a nice walk. It's really cool. And there's also the other one that I'll add in there is, what do they call it, number 7 as well, which is up that way as well. And there's another walking area around water there. And you can actually walk from one to the other as well.
Oh, that's great. Look at you extending on all the parks.
Oh, the local. Yeah. Hey. Born and bred.
Well, speaking of lakes, I also really like the one in Eagle Hawk, which is Lake, and I don't know if I pronounce this correctly, but it's
No. Nianga.
Okay.
Yeah, because the golf course is next to it as well. That's where I play golf. So,
okay.
And would you believe 2 weekends ago I was at that lake as well? Yeah.
Well, they've just upgraded the playground there, I think a couple of years ago or just recently, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it is very
fabulous
good.
For little kids, but you can walk around it. And you know what? I think if they just added like those little paddle boats to that lake, it would just be spot on.
That'd be terrific. Yeah.
Now, my secret ones, my top three secret destinations take you, you know, like date day or, you know, take the family a little, you know, further afield.
Yeah.
It has to be Pink Cliffs in Heathcote. Have you been there?
No.
They are really pink.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Fabulous place to go.
No, never been there.
Right? That's your number one spot to
visit. On the list?
Oak Forest in Harcourt.
Right, never been there.
Again, an amazing little destination. There's actually, they've built a BMX bike or mountain biking track around it. So there's 3 grades. You can do the basic grade, the intermediate, and then the really advanced.
Right.
And even my 80-year-old mother has done the basic one. So you
really?
Can. It's great. So pack your bikes and a picnic for that one.
Okay.
You can camp there if you want. And then the top one that we've recently discovered, which is Expedition Pass Reservoir. Now, this is a fabulous lake just outside of Castlemaine and Chewton.
Right.
And sort of Faraday kind of way.
Yep, okay.
And it also has a beautiful little creek running stream that goes through it. So beautiful rocks. So the kids can climb over the rocks or you can sit on the rocks and, you know, unpack your picnic and away you go.
Have a drink on the rocks.
Totally. A drink on the rocks. Yeah, ideal, right? For everyone.
Terrific. All right, now, we better get a scoot on here. So that's all very well. What are we going to take to eat?
We need to eat, don't we? So my 3 tips for the delis in Bendigo.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Bendigo Whole Foods, who do have got an amazing selection, great fresh produce and local products and an amazing range. Then we've got Edwards Providor. Again, they've just expanded, so they've got just a wealth of delicious items to choose from. And Harvest. So they also get, and they get in some lovely little sweets. So
yeah, very cool. Nice. And what do you recommend? What sort of things?
Well, I like a baguette. You know, with the cheese and the corn.
Ree. Hey. Murray Bridge boy here. You're talking mini gherkins. Yeah. Don't be talking
conjicons or cornicons.
Conjugal.
Okay, mini gherkins it is, Robert.
Yeah, okay, please. Yeah, okay. Sounds great.
Them, chuck them in there and a little salami and Bob's your uncle.
Next week, we shall talk ice cream.
Oh, I like that idea. It's getting warm.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's perfect time.
Hey, do you know what? Even if it's cold, ice cream's good.
Yeah, this is true.
I love it. So we'll catch you next week.
Awesome. See you
Thank
then.
Thank you, Ree.
Bye.